You stumbled across a very, I'd say, inspiring projection for one of the Browns' rookies, yes?
Yeah, CBS Sports came out with an article today, and they were talking about Quinshon Judkins and the projections, and what they were trying to do was, it's this time of the year. You put out big-time projections, and you kind of just go with it. And they said that they thought Judkins would lead all rookies in rushing yards, but their theory behind it I thought was interesting. Judkins feels like the safest bet due to opportunity and talent. Mm-hmm. And when I saw opportunity and talent, I did wonder, is this going to be the spot that Judkins, if he has a chance to lead the rookie NFL class in rushing yards, is he going to have that? Like, I don't know the way that it's set up with Samson and Judkins, and then even throw Jerome Ford in the mix, that would be the case.
I mean, I think after being freed of... After being freed of Nick Chubb and the pressure of giving Nick Chubb and hearing all the "why aren't you giving Nick Chubb more touches" conversation,
yeah,
I would be really surprised if we ever saw lopsided splits between running backs for the Browns under Kevin Stefanski again.
Yeah, think about all the arguments we had about whether or not Nick Chubb gets over 20 carries or not in a game.
Yep.
Like, we had actual knock him out, drag him out arguments over the amount of carries. And so I would imagine Andrew Berry and company, part of why they took two running backs is because they want to make sure that you have as much tread on the tires as you possibly can.
Now, I don't think, listen, it's tough because Ashton Jeanty is going to get every touch he wants with Vegas. And we know how Pete right. Carroll.
I mean, everything he does is with running backs.
I mean, he wouldn't let any quarterback cook because all he wanted to do was let any of the running backs
Reggie
they
Bush
had.
Reggie Bush at USC, Marshawn Lynch in Seattle. Like, it's a focal point of his offenses.
But, like, if you start to look at it, like, guys, even Omarion Hampton for the Chargers. Like, who's keeping Omarion Hampton off the field if that kid's the best running back? Now, the difference is those teams might have veterans that steal a carrier here. Like, I don't know. I just think this is going to be, it would not surprise me if they just turned it over to the rookies, Quinshon and Dylan Sampson, and just let those guys cook.
But is it going to be so Bucky Irving led rookies last year in rushing yards. He got over, was it 1,100 or so? But when they entered the season, Tampa had a two running back system that Irving just kind of ended up winning out and being the main guy at the end of it. You feel like it could be something like that? Or are we going to have this just be split the entire way?
No, I mean, I think, if anyone can pull the sword from the stone, you'd think it's Judkins. Like, the way the Browns like to run the ball favors a bell cow back. It actually does, even though Kevin Stefanski likes to do the Shanahan running back by committee. But this is a two-way street. Like, this is a double-edged sword. If Judkins doesn't just grab the job and run away from it, I think we should be concerned by the end of this year. Like, usually rookies at any position, let's pump the brakes, it's a rookie. No, they're going to go back to a scheme that favors running backs. The wide zone formula, I mean, go all the way back to Denver. And, I mean, remember all the 1,000-yard backs that Mike Shanahan had? Orlandis Gary, Ruben Drones, obviously Terrell Davis. But, like, every year there was some new guy that had no business. Mike Anderson, sorry. I think that's the way this thing's supposed to be set up.
Now, so one part of this article that I thought was interesting, because he mentions then this too. He's like, you go back to your wide zone roots, and he says behind a talented offensive line, this does, I mean, if Judkins is going to lead, it's going to be him doing a lot of the work. Like we've tied so much running back success to what your offensive line is, and this offensive line, I just don't know how good they're going to be.
Oh, see, I think for Quinshon, and listen, I think Quinshon is very talented. I would have taken Travion over him. I think Travion has the giddy up gear, but I think Quinshon's going to be healthier in the pros as he was in college. But I would have taken Travion. But they were both incredible backs. I will say, like, the magic of Nick Chubb is that whether your offensive line was good or bad, Nick Chubb usually made hay. I don't think you're going to see that again. I don't think that's what Quinshon is, and I don't think that's what Sampson or Ford are.
That's you get like three guys every decade that are like that. You know, that's Nick Chubb, that's Derrick Henry. You want to make the argument where you could throw Dalvin Cook in the mix there as well. Like, there, you get two, three guys every decade that have that ability.
So, but I think that's kind of, there's another catch-22 here, because it's going to be all eyes on Quinshon. You're replacing, whether this is fair or not, you're replacing Nick Chubb. So you're going to be expected to be I don't know if prolific is the right word, a really good starting running back ASAP, because fans will view it as you're the reason Nick Chubb is no longer here.
I guess I wonder, too. I mean, obviously, the running game is going to be a part of this, but I do wonder how much they lean on it. Like, the other day, I made a comment to you about how Baker, in the early parts of Baker's career with Stefanski, you know, Stefanski didn't have him throw the ball a ton. He was throwing the ball 25 times a game, Nick. It just wasn't that many times. And I wonder this year, if it's Flacco, if it's Pickett out of the gate, before you end up getting to Shador or Dylan Gabriel, I wonder how much of that offense is going to be just, hey, we're going to run the ball an absolute ton, or we're going to go back to like the original Joe Flacco that we saw, where it was just, here, you throw the ball 45 times a game and who cares?
I think in the end, the passing game and how proficient and how explosive it can be will be the key determining factor on whether the Browns win 3 games or 10 games, right? But I agree with you. Like, I think this thing is set up for... and this is maybe where it makes sense to have each guy get 13 carries a game, but I think this is set up for 35 to 40 carries a game. I think this is going to be a throwback run game, simply because the more you throw it with Joe Flacco, the more risk there is. And with the young guys, like, how do you protect a young quarterback? You go ahead and protect them by running the hell out of the ball and pick your spots in passing. And by the way, I expect, like, with the talent of the running backs, even if Kenny Pickett, even if any of the three young quarterbacks would take this, this thing's going to be built around the power run game from now on.
Yeah, and I just,
like, none of these guys are franchise caliber talents. They'll have to grow into that over years if they even have that capability.
Are Browns fans aware that this is what's happening?
I think Browns fans, this is a little bit of a sliding scale here. I think yes, and I think it's exactly what people are going to want here. Well, I think people want touchdowns, but if you can't make it...
want Mahomes, but if you don't have Mahomes...
If you can't score 30 points a game the easy way, if you can score 24 points a game the hard way, yeah, I think they'll take that.
I mean, it is a zig when everyone else is zagging. I mean, and the Browns have done this before, though, is the other side of this. Again, that's why we brought up Derrick Henry. The Titans tried this as well. They made it to an AFC title game. Browns tried this with Nick Chubb for so many years, and you can make an argument about whether or not that worked out or didn't work. It worked or didn't work out.
But I think what's wild about this would be the Browns zigging when everyone else is zigging. After Saquon, this is the running back revolution that we've had.
Oh, you think this last year? Do you think this is a reflection of that? Because I make an argument, though, that Saquon, and this is why I tie it to the offensive line so much. Saquon was great in New York. No one's saying he wasn't, but he took it to 2,000 yards based off a really good offensive line.
I think people are saying, hey, Saquon was there. Jahmyr Gibbs was a huge part of this. You can make the case that Jahmyr was more of the engine to that offense than Jared Goff was. This was the rebirth of the running back, and that's why I think he had two first-round running backs. And alongside, in a year where you can find starting running backs anywhere from the first round to the fifth round.
It's just interesting they're going back to that well, because it's when Stefanski first got here, that's what it was. You had Nick Chubb, and so you had that run game.
And the only difference is in 2020 when they took over. I mean, listen, it was an easy choice. You had Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, and your quarterback was Baker, who wasn't Pat Mahomes, right? So that made sense.
Right, but he was closer to what Jared Goff was with Detroit last year than anything.
Well, but remember, like, that was zagging while everyone else was zigging. Because that was where everyone started to ramp up. We've got to throw as many times as we possibly can. That was an advantage to the Browns. If everyone's trying to run the ball now, or if we're going to have more of an equal distribution, okay. Then to me, again, it's a little bit more the copycat part of the league rather than anything else.
I mean, there is a reason why we saw more running backs drafted this year than we ever have. I mean, there's a reason why it's more prevalent, and I feel like a lot of conversations in talking about offensive football is going back to the running game. But it's just a... If Judkins does have the type of year that CBS projects him to have, I think that has to alter what the Browns thinking and what their thought process is.
If he leads all rookies in rushing yards, I'm going to assume there's some touchdowns there. Because he'll probably be on a losing team, maybe he doesn't win the rookie of the year, but could I see him being in that conversation? Yeah, if he leads the league leads all rookies in rushing yards in this running back class, I think that stands out. In a big way, with the fact that there are several other running backs that have a clear runway to start immediately, just like Quinshon, even if they might have more talent around them.
Well, and then it makes you wonder if, because they got to bolster up the offensive line after this year anyway, with four of the five guys on the line up for free agency. It just, what you, if he is that great and you see him be that great that early, what they do this next offseason, I think, will be reflective of that.
216-474-0092. So CBS Sports projects Quinshon Judkins to lead all rookies in rushing yards this year. If Quinshon is the best rookie from this draft going into next year, is that a sign of a successful draft, or are you putting all your draft collateral into the Mason Graham camp? We got more on that. We got Chris Fedor coming up in 5 minutes. We'll talk the likelihood of Darius, DeAndre, and Evan playing in Game 3. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.